and welcome to this, the very first podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com, home of the Internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas, now in our 19th year. My name is Jeff Westover, and I am the editor-in-chief bottle washer at My Merry Christmas. Our goal with this podcast is to bring you My Merry Christmas as you have always known it, full of good information, plenty of community, and lots of good cheer. What you will hear will mirror pretty much what you see on My Merry Christmas and what you hear on Merry Christmas Radio, but as a podcast, perhaps this makes taking My Merry Christmas with you a little bit easier. So if you've downloaded this and you're listening to it in the car or on the go, it's nice to know that we're now inside your head. In this episode, we begin by taking a closer look at Christmas radio of the 1950s.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Radio of the 1950s was a changing medium. As television emerged from the goo of media evolution, radio's theater of the mind was starting to go dark. The image of the Waltons of the 1930s sitting by the radio as a family listening to music, comedy, and dramatic plays was giving way to radio exploding with rock and roll. But on its way out, there came an artist by the name of Stan Freberg, who had one last show to give in the theater of the mind. It was music and variety coupled with biting satire, and just a touch of social commentary. For the time, it was pretty heady stuff. Some 50 years after the fact, Stan Freberg is a legend in several worlds, in the world of radio, in the world of advertising, and in the world of Christmas. What you have just heard is the first few moments of a 1958 production of Green Christmas, the word Christmas spelled with two dollar signs where the S's should be, a production that borrowed liberally from Dickens' A Christmas Carol, but was set in the modern world of advertising. Here's more from Green Christmas and Stan Freberg.
Get the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the time for merchandising, fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason, fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season, fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba da ba da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Green Christmas may seem tame by today's standard for humor and satire, but it was big trouble for Freberg back in 1958. Capitol Records at first refused to run it, fearing backlash from the advertising community. But when Freberg threatened to take the work to a competitor, Capitol backed down and allowed it to run. But just once. That was enough to get the terrific backlash they feared, from both advertisers and those in the advertising world. Even the LA Times condemned Freberg, which only goes to show you how far the LA Times has come in 50 years. But audiences loved it, and soon Freberg was flooded with positive comments from the media, the clergy, and regular folks from all over who appreciated the message of making fun of those who commercialized Christmas. Be sure to catch the full airing of Stan Freberg's Green Christmas on Merry Christmas Radio later this season. As a reminder, we have enrollments open now for the 5th Annual Christmas Card Exchange at My Merry Christmas. If you've never done this before, be sure to sign up this year. The art of sharing Christmas cards in the age of the internet is dying, you know. Fewer and fewer folks are even sending Christmas cards anymore. I can recall as a kid my parents getting them by the dozens almost every day during the season, and I wondered as an adult what happened to me. Either I didn't have the friends, or the art of giving Christmas cards is gone away slowly over the years as a tradition. Well, we're trying to revive all of that through the exchange at My Merry Christmas. Now I get cards from my Christmas friends all over the world, folks I've never met before. Cards from Iceland and Norway and Belgium and, of course, the UK and, well, really from all over. And I can't tell you how much it all adds to our Christmas as a family. See more details about the exchange and how it all works in the front office area of the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. Time now for our Christmas Movie Spotlight, brought to us by ChristmasFlix.com. That's our newest Christmas site of the Merry Network, where we highlight, review, and debate the greatest movies of all time.
The Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
That clip, of course, is from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Can you believe that movie is more than 20 years old now? In the world of Christmas movies, that officially makes it a classic. The late John Hughes wrote Christmas Vacation as a last-gasp effort to save the franchise from oblivion, and it was very successful as it debuted in Christmas of 1989. Based on his short story titled Christmas 59, which coincidentally appeared in National Lampoon magazine in 1980, Hughes wanted a tale that was as warm as it was funny. Two recent items in the news have brought Christmas Vacation back to the forefront for this season. Randy Quaid, who played Cousin Eddie in the film, is presently in jail for trying to avoid judgments against him levied in court last year for skipping out on a $10,000 hotel bill. An irony where life imitates art in more ways than one. Also, the folks who run a Christmas Story house in Cleveland, the very location where Christmas Story was filmed, have launched a new venture this year called ChristmasVacationCollectibles.com, a website where movie fans can go to buy Christmas Vacation memorabilia, things such as the moose mugs used by Clark and Cousin Eddie in the movie for drinking eggnog. This movie news and information is brought to you by, well, us, the makers of ChristmasFlix.com. This new site is our foray into all things having to do with Christmas movies, both old and new. Movies made for the large screen and for the small screen. What makes this different from any other Christmas site out there devoted to Christmas movies is that this site is driven by the members of our own community. We will solicit member reviews, hold great debates as we discuss the great pastime of movie watching as part of our year-round celebration of Christmas.
Well, hello, this is Jay Isherwood of Merry Christmas Radio. On behalf of my good friends Radio John D. and Dr. Barry Graham, I'd just like to invite you to join us at Merry Christmas Radio anytime, whether you're interested in our morning show, our late night show around the fire, or anything that goes on during the day. We hope you'll stop by, listen to some old favorites, maybe find some new ones, get to know us. So stop by anytime between now and the Christmas season. We'll keep the light on.
Thank you for listening to this, the historic first podcast of My Merry Christmas. In our next episode, we'll be exploring the Christmas traditions of eggnog, mistletoe, and a few things that you did not know about Santa Claus. Please be sure to stop by the Merry Forums and give us feedback about this podcast and to share any ideas that you might have about future productions. For My Merry Christmas, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.